As people migrate, their music goes with them. Influences are picked up and roots are put down along the way. I recently travelled the Mediterranean and listened to many languages without even needing to leave the room, no need for passports or visas. This is the music of Los Desterrados, who I caught up with at Camden Lock's Roundhouse in London earlier this year.
Hi, I'm Ariane and I play the violin.
I'm Jean-Marc, I play the bass and sing.
I'm Daniel, I play the guitar and the oud and sing.
I'm Drew, I play the flute and the guitar.
I'm Mark, I play percussion and I sing.
I'm Hayley and I sing.
Yo no puedo más vivir con ella. Yo no puedo más vivir con ella. Ella ya fue fuerte.
Mark and Drew and Daniel went to the same school.
Well, Daniel actually started, he heard a Sephardi band at a conference called Limud, which is an educational conference, and I think that was about 1998. And he, at the same time, he was playing flamenco, and he wanted to start a new band. That's the story he tells us anyway. He brought Hayley in. Hayley's an old friend of his, and then I think he saw me playing guitar and singing and thought I'd be okay. And then a percussionist and Ariane, the violinist, and I think that was the sequence in which it worked, really.
We all knew each other mostly through friends. I've known Daniel for about 25 years. All our connections are through friends, so it wasn't like adverts in papers. It was all through the Jewish community and through mutual friends, and that's really nice.
Daniel's actually my youth leader on summer camps. And when I walked into the room for the first time, I was like, ah, that's the person I was rude to when I was 16. How embarrassing. Oh, God, hope you'll accept me. And, I happen to be Drew's youth leader when he was on summer camp. So it's kind of, we all have a Jewish youth movement background. Not all of us, but some of us have a Jewish youth movement background. Sorry,
Ariane. No, just that I was never led in my youth.
As opposed to now.
Los Desterrados with Mi Segre La Negra from their album Miradors, which has seen a nomination for a Songlines Music Award. It's a traditional song from Bulgaria, the theme of which is the evil mother-in-law, and it recurs throughout the songs of the Sephardi Jews. Daniel, who formed the band from a group of friends all living in London's Sephardi community, picks up the history.
The Sephardic Jews are the community that was expelled from Spain in 1492 by Ferdinand and Isabella. And the community actually goes all the way back to Roman times in Spain. And some of the music is very, very old indeed. Certainly the lyrics we know are very old. Some of the music has been picked up from all over the places. But after the Jews left Spain, they went south around Morocco, Tunisia, North Africa, and north around the Balkans to Turkey. So there's influences from lots and lots of different areas. So everything from Morocco to Bulgaria to Turkey, you can hear different sounds. And we're singing in all of the languages, particularly Judeo-Spanish or Ladino, which is only really spoken now as a first language by about, 300,000 people worldwide. Most of them were killed in the Holocaust. It's now on the UNESCO Endangered Languages list. There's lots of Sephardim in London. Sephardim have been here for 400 years. We're one of the oldest immigrant communities in the UK. We live in the community and we're very London, and we're interpreting the songs for a new generation.
te tengo y abrazado. Como un ducado en el sarraf, te tengo culaneado. Güzelliksende aman aman gül pembe, gül pembe, ne bu güzelliksende.
These songs have been around for a very long time, and people have been recording them since the advent of recorded music. So you have everything from back to sort of wax recordings of Turkish hazanim from the 19th century cantorial music, some of the liturgical stuff, modern things which we hear from other people. It's an oral tradition. They're folk songs. Nobody owns the songs. You know, they're there for anyone to play. We like to think that we're interpreting them in a way that that hasn't been done before, in a way that speaks to people who have never heard Jewish music, or maybe only think that Jewish music is klezmer, or have never heard of Sephardim before.
Tienes tú por los mavis me muero. Cuando vi yo los vetrolis, cabor fue yo y me.
Passed by Your Door, Mark Greenfield on vocals, Daniel Jonas on guitar, with a song of unrequited love, as a man sings he would rather be buried than rejected by the young woman he so desires. Hayley Blitz continues the Los Desterrados story.
The lesson of the Sephardim is that you pick yourself up and you carry on, and I think that they just found a great pleasure in music. And the important thing as well with these communities is that it's not liturgical music. These are all folk songs. It's a very strong folk tradition. So yes, they're sometimes about tragedies, but they're also about nonsense songs like Benzin Yzeverim, which is about frogs frying chips and camels eating walnuts and things like this. It's just nonsense. Or there are love songs and songs about princesses who have dreams that are interpreted by their mothers, and all the kind of same sort of themes that you'd find in any kind of folk tradition. What's not to be joyous?
There are also novelty songs as well. Miss Doodoo, why don't you you know, studio, please can I come to your, visit you and take me upstairs, please, while you're at it, sort of thing. Slightly bawdy, yes. There are some, and there's another one, which I think is an Italian influence called Encalador, which is whitewasher, where a woman invites the whitewasher to come and decorate her front room.
One of the good things about our experience playing this music is that seemingly we can play in a venue like this, which is largely a sort of 20s, 30s audience, and get a good reception, obviously playing quite a high-energy set where the meaning of the songs is less prescient and we just go for it and we rock out. Whereas we've recently played a gig in Finchley, in the Finchley Arts Depot, and we had an audience of about 350 people. I'd say the majority were over 40. And some even over 70, and people listen, and because there's a narrative that a lot of these people can relate to, like the tragedy, the love, all that stuff. Also, we have quite a few slow songs which are very engaging. There's every single song has a story. I think that means that we've got a wide range of in our audience. But as I said, Drew has a nice story actually.
But the story you're referring to is, and it was a while ago in Camden actually. I was playing a gig on my own. I was playing the flute in a nightclub. I was getting the night bus home, as you do, at 2 a.m, and there's always different characters on the street at Camden at 2 a.m. And I was just got talking to the guy next to me. He was a gentleman, maybe in his late 50s, and we were talking, and we started talking about music, and it just so happens that when I told him I was in a band called Los Desterrados, I told him about the music that we played, and he kind of stood aback a bit, and touched me on the arm and said, no, really, I love your band. This is the band that is the only band I know that sings in the language that I speak. And he was one of the only Ladino speakers in England at the moment. And he said that, you know, he only knew 4 or 5 other people maximum in the country who spoke that language. And most of his family had obviously been killed in the Holocaust, and there was no one else who spoke it. And he listened to our music, and he'd been listening to our music for at least a year, and it reminded him of his family, and he'd never met us, and he'd had come to our gigs and he listened to it every day. But he was very it was a pleasure to meet him actually. We've kept in touch with him, we've done our best to keep in touch with him since then. Bendicho. Hi Bendicho. if you're out there.
And that is something that I'm really proud to say that we get quite often after gigs. So people will come up to us and say, oh, I remember my grandmother singing that song, and it really brought back memories of this. And what they get out of it is the way that we perform these songs. You know, there's lots of different interpretations of the Ladino canon, but the way that we do it, people seem to really be able to relate to. And what they say that they most appreciate about it is that they feel that they have ownership of the songs, they can join in and they can clap along, and it's a very inclusive experience. And I think we're all really proud that we're keeping those traditions alive for people who thought that no one cared or that they were just going to die out.
You're listening to Gondwana.
Are we not saying
Gondwana
from London?
Gondwana.
Saying from
okay.
London.
All together.
Somebody
you know
how much
it. 5, 4, 3.
We are Los Desterrados from London, and you're listening to Gondwana Sound.
I like that. I'm so jealous of people that can do that.
And my thanks goes to Hayley Blitz, Daniel Jonas, Mark Greenfield, Andrew Salida, Jean-Marc Barsam and Ariane Todes for the interview that we recorded in the foyer of Camden Lock Dingwalls after the Los Desterrados gig. It was edited in the studio by Jill Turner for Gondwana Sound and featured music from Los Desterrados' new album Mirador on Crusoe Records. You can find out more about the band, their tours, their music at all the W's, losdesterrados.com, and that's a double R.